Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Philip Fischaber. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 1, verses 57 to 80. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Names are important things. We care about what people call us and don't like when people get our names wrong. Names are all the more important when they carry specific meanings, as they do in our reading today. The neighbors and relatives of Zechariah and Elizabeth want to do the normal thing and name the child after his father, or at least some relative. And Zechariah is a good name. It means the Lord remembers. And indeed he has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham. We always need to be reminded that the Lord remembers and fulfills his promises. But at the angel's command, Zechariah and Elizabeth give the child a more appropriate name, John, which means the Lord is gracious. For in this birth of the blessed forerunner of the Christ, God is not remembering his righteous and fully justified wrath against sin. He is remembering his gracious gospel promises and his love for us poor sinners. Though John will boldly preach the full sternness of the law against sin, he has come to prepare the way of the Lord, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Zechariah's beloved song is not just the praise due to God for his tender mercies. It is also the explanation of John's name. It is the proclamation of how, at this moment, when he is named and the Son of God is still in the womb of his mother Mary. The Lord has been gracious to his people. Though it will be 33 more years until the cross, God has visited his people in the flesh. He has come to redeem his people. He has come to die for your deliverance. David's son and David's Lord is our horn of salvation. He is our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And he is also the suffering servant, who was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, by whose wounds we are healed. He is the one who fulfilled all which the holy prophets spoke about him from of old. He is the one who bears a name far better than the Lord is gracious. For the name Jesus means the Lord saves. That is the promise God made back in Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve first fell into sin. That is the purpose for which the Son of God took on human flesh and was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. The Lord saves is the purpose for which he was born, lived a perfect life, and died and rose again for our justification. That is the joy of this Christmas season. That is the gracious message John came to proclaim. So listen to his voice. Walk in holiness and righteousness in the way of peace. Serve the Lord without fear. For he has delivered you from sin, death, and the power of the devil. He has saved you from your enemies and from the hand of all who hate you. The name Jesus proclaims who God is. The Lord saves is what he has done for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.